UNESCO says several factors, including poor teacher training and cutbacks in funding, account for underperforming educational systems. Education specialist Pauline Rose is the director of the 2013 Global Monitoring Report by UNESCO's program Education for All. She says sub-Saharan Africa would need about 225,000 additional teachers per year to achieve universal primary education by 2015. Many governments try to meet the demand by hiring contract teachers, who make up more than half the workforce in many West African countries, including Benin, Cameroon, Chad, Mali, and Niger.
The big appeal of hiring contract teachers from the point of view of the government and programs that have often been supported by some donors as well is that it really reduces the wage bill of the government. So these teachers are often paid a fraction of the cost that civil servant teachers are paid. So you can hire far more teachers and, you know, get more teachers for the same amount of money, helping to potentially reduce class size. At the same time, these teachers aren't on fixed contracts, so there are seen to be advantages of having teachers that if at a later stage you don't need so many teachers or the teacher is underperforming, it makes it easy to get rid of those teachers. But, of course, as we know, sort of there's issues around how this sort of motivates teachers, given that, you know, this is an important profession, that they need to be motivated to teach children well, to be in the classroom rather than to be doing other jobs and so on. And so this is one of the sort of big drawbacks of recruiting people on these types of contracts.
The report says teachers should come from a variety of backgrounds and geographical areas. Candidates should receive improved training, including mentoring and adequate classroom experience. It says their pay should be raised to meet teachers' basic needs, a step which could lead to recruiting them as civil servants. Governments could also offer incentives like good housing or bonuses to ensure teachers are allocated to disadvantaged areas. The report mentions other ways to improve education. Governments can reallocate how they spend their education funds. For example, the report found that most educational resources in Malawi support the most educated 10%. The Education for All report says government will also need to increase spending. In many countries, financial support for education has waned or remained static. The report says sub-Saharan Africa will need $4 billion annually to pay the salaries of the additional primary school teachers required by 2020. UNESCO encourages governments to devote about 20% of their national budgets and 6% of their gross domestic product to education. Pauline Rose offers suggestions for raising additional funds.
But part of the problem with the ability of governments to fund good quality education is just because they're not spending enough on it. Now, some countries are actually spending a relatively large proportion of their own budgets. They're spending up to 20% of their government budget on education. But there's a problem before that, that they're just not actually raising enough in taxation. So if they raised more in taxation, then there would be more resources for education as well as for other social services. Now, we suggest that there are ways to increase this tax base because in many of the poorest countries, there are weak approaches to collecting taxes. So in some countries, it's just too easy for the elites to avoid paying taxes. They manage to find ways around it, and these loopholes are things that the governments need to tighten up.
According to the report, tax loopholes and corrupt practices deprive African governments of over $60 billion per year. UNESCO studied 67 countries that provided available data and found they could increase funding for education by $153 billion by diversifying their tax base. Next year, the ambitious global effort to raise living standards, the UN Development Goals, comes to an end. UNESCO says the framework that replaces them should include among its top goals the right to a quality education, free and compulsory, for everyone. I'm William Eagle in Washington.